The Goose That Laid the Golden Egg. In the days when Willowbrook Farm was a patchwork of fields, orchards and clucking hens, life around the old red barn was always full of bustle. Early each morning, the farmyard stirred with the lowing of cows, the bleating of sheep, and the steady scrape of pitchforks as the farmhands began their chores. High above the barn, in a snug loft, lived Mr. Jonathan Setter, the farm's head keeper. Jonathan had spent his whole life around animals. Calm, dependable, and quietly observant, nothing escaped him. Except, perhaps, one extraordinary thing. Down in the barn, nestled in a roomy straw pen beside the feed barrels, lived a plump, snowy-feathered goose named Gloria. She waddled happily among the animals, honking cheerfully at anyone who passed by. But Gloria had a secret. Every morning at sunrise, she laid an egg that gleamed with an unmistakable golden glow. A golden egg, solid and warm. Jonathan had discovered it by accident on a spring morning when one unusual glint among the straw caught his eye. He'd bent down, confused, picked up the egg and nearly dropped it in shock. From that day on, Jonathan gathered Gloria's golden eggs with quiet responsibility. He used the money sensibly, repairing the old tractor's worn tyres, buying fresh hay for the animals, fixing the leaky barn roof, and making sure every creature on the farm was well cared for. Everything would have carried on peacefully, if not for Mrs. Fountain, the farm's housekeeper. One chilly afternoon, Mrs. Fountain arrived at the barn to request fresh firewood for the farmhouse stove. As she waited, she spotted something shimmering in Jonathan's coat pocket. "Mr. Setter," she said sharply, "what precisely is that you're carrying?" Jonathan stiffened. "Just an egg, ma'am." Mrs. Fountain narrowed her eyes. "An egg does not shine like that." With a sigh of resignation, Jonathan held it up. The housekeeper's jaw dropped. "Is that real gold?" Jonathan nodded, bracing himself. Mrs. Fountain's mind raced faster than a startled chicken. "A goose producing gold. Think of what this could mean for the farm." Jonathan's eyes widened in alarm. "Mrs. Fountain, with respect, Gloria is not a chest of treasure. She's a living creature. One egg a day is miracle enough." But Mrs. Fountain, swept away by the visions of glittering possibilities, swept towards Gloria's pen with far too much determination. "Mom, please," Jonathan called, hurrying after her. She reached the pen and leaned in. Gloria honked loudly, feathers flaring in fright. Mrs. Fountain reached, but Jonathan stepped firmly between them. "That's enough," he said sternly. "If you harm or startle her, the eggs will stop entirely. Her gift only continues with gentleness." Mrs. Fountain froze, hand still outstretched. A long moment passed. "Oh my," she whispered. "I wasn't thinking clearly." Jonathan softened. "It happens, but Gloria deserves care. And gratitude, not greed." Mrs. Fountain bent down, speaking gently to the trembling goose. "Forgive me, my dear. I've let my imagination run away." Gloria gave a small, forgiving. From that day on, Gloria continued laying one shining golden egg each morning, and Jonathan used each one wisely, looking after the farm, caring for the animals, and honouring the quiet magic entrusted to him.